And now, WCHL presents Voices from the Community. Opinions from our listeners on a variety of topics affecting the people who live here. Here's today's listener opinion.
This is Matt Bailey. This fall, six different candidates are asking for your vote for the Chapel Hill Town Council, and one of the biggest issues you'll hear them bring up is affordable housing. Chapel Hill has gotten so expensive, more and more people can't afford to rent a home here, much less buy one. But what would the candidates actually do about it? Well, that's where some candidates are going to get cagey with you. Everyone supports affordable housing, but actually building new homes somewhere? Well, that's where the arguing starts. Let's break it down. Chapel Hill basically has three options. Option number one is we scrap the rural buffer around Chapel Hill and Carrboro so we can build new subdivisions out in the Orange County countryside. We enacted the rural buffer in the 1980s to prevent exactly that kind of suburban sprawl that mows down trees and takes away nature and farmland. However, for folks who think any building taller than two stories ruins Chapel Hill's character, we're going to need a lot more land if we're only going to build traditional houses and subdivisions. Option number two is that we preserve our rural buffer around town and instead make more efficient use of the land we already have. That means we don't have room for more subdivisions, but we can create new homes in 5- and 6-story mixed-use buildings with new stores and restaurants on the ground floor and apartments or condominiums on the other floors. These new homes would go on land that's underutilized along Franklin and Rosemary Streets, along Fordham Boulevard near Ephesus Church Road, and along other major highways. The style of these homes might not be your personal cup of tea, but they're exactly what many young adults are looking for who don't want to live in suburbia. Of course, some folks don't like option one or option two. Option number three is we simply don't build any new homes anywhere. As more and more people need a place to live in our area, the cost of living here will continue to go up and up and up until only rich people can afford to live here. While some folks might be delighted to see Chapel Hill's physical character frozen in time, building no new homes will change the character of the people who live in Chapel Hill. The folks who make Chapel Hill progressive and inclusive will be gone. So what's it going to be, Chapel Hill? Are we going to deal with our affordable housing crisis by sprawling out? Or are we going to create more places for people to live by building up? If a candidate won't commit to doing either option, they're not really committed to affordable housing. This is Matt Bailey.
Opinions expressed here do not necessarily reflect those of WCHL or its staff and management. We'd love to hear what you think. Voices from the Community, only on WCHL.